Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
And work with the horses. I hot walked them after they did their exercise. I cleaned their horse stalls. I did
clean the stalls and all that stuff.
I certainly enjoyed it, though, being around all those horses.
Well, you are here not because you're a Brady native, but because you are written some books.
Yes.
Now you tell, give us the sort of the brief version of your life. You grew up in Brady, and then what'd you do?
I grew up in Brady, and then the family moved to Austin, and I went to high school and the University of Texas. I became a teacher, and after a while, I later became a principal. And I was a principal at all three levels, elementary school, middle school, and high school. Did them all.
Is that right?
Yeah. And it was fun because the little kids give you lots of hugs, and the high schoolers understood your jokes, and the middle schoolers was like dinner and entertainment every day.
Oh, yeah. I understand that.
You never knew what they were
going to do. Never knew what they were going to do. And so you did all this, went through this, the typical career, and retired, and pursued your passion for history.
That's correct.
According to your biography.
That's correct.
And by passion for history, what are you interested in?
Well, I taught English and history, and so I can write. Mm-hmm. And I learned how to write, just not artistically, because everybody's got a story. Everybody
right.
has a story, and if they had two paragraphs, that's a story. But I had to learn how to do it scientifically so that it appeals to the reader and keeps their interest. And so my first book is Gathering Dust in My Computer. It was my practice book. But then I went in and decided to write some books about the Civil War. And it's on our side of the Mississippi. Instead of always being over in Virginia,
uh-huh.
it's on the Texas side. And it follows the 3rd Texas Cavalry. And it starts out with Major Battle Wilson Creek, Major Battle west of the Mississippi. More men died there than died at Bull Run, and nobody knows about the battle.
Where is Wilson Creek?
Wilson Creek is in southwest Missouri, almost at the Arkansas line, near Springfield, Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then there was, the second book goes to the Battle of Pea Ridge, and the third book goes to Shiloh.
Okay.
So there's all these multitude of characters. Half my readers, Lynn, are men. And half are women, so there's something for everyone. I even have homeschoolers who will, parents who will get the at least the first book for their child to study,
mm-hmm.
so they really understand the Civil War in a fun way. Instead of just looking at facts and figures and maps, they actually can feel how the people felt.
So how long is you did a series called the Asunder Trilogy.
That's correct.
Are those the three books you're
those
talking about?
Those are the three books I'm
okay.
talking about now. And it just was a whole lot of fun doing the research. And then since then, people have found out I know quite a bit about Civil War and about writing. And so I've been invited to speak all over the nation as far as Maryland, Minnesota. Yeah. All through the South, and of course, all through Texas.
All
and
through
I'm glad to be back here in Brady, though. This is my hometown. I love this town.
Yeah, it's neat. We're glad to have you here. It is. So, folks coming over today, and you've written the books about the Civil War.
Mm-hmm. And I have another book. It's a mystery. It's set in the era of Dickens.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's what Ebenezer Scrooge and Bob Cratchit did after A Christmas Carol. The ghosts aren't going to leave them alone. They're going to coerce them to go solve a murder mystery in
okay.
the spooky tin mines of Cornwall. So they've got some really spooky bad guys, a dark cloak killer, but there's just a little sprinkling of romance in there too. And there's a really interesting character that you really wouldn't find out who he is until the end. In fact, two characters you won't find out and how they blend into the literary realm. So that book is called Scrooge and Cratchit Detectives.
Okay.
Whether they meant to be or not.
Okay. Sounds interesting. So this afternoon, you're going to be at 2 o'clock at the library, which is what brings you here. The library having a series of, here in the month of September, they've had a series of authors that they brought to town, and got a little wrinkle in the middle there when we ran into some issues with COVID, but started off the month with a couple of authors, a really great experience with both of them and the folks there. And then the two that were here, scheduled for last week and early this week, we'll try to get them back in here.
Try to get them back in.
Wrap up the month with you here today. So at 2 o'clock, what are you going to be doing? The folks who are going to come this afternoon are going to hear you do what and learn what?
Okay, well, I'll have a PowerPoint presentation.
Okay.
I'll play my banjo and guitar and sing songs.
I was going to mention you got your guitar with you.
Yeah, well, I've got my banjo here with
me. Banjo, I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
That's right.
Banjo's
I do know the difference.
Yeah. At any rate, I'll be playing the banjo. For some people may have watched The Day Tripper, the TV show.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm the banjo picker on The Day Tripper.
Are you?
I'm the guy that did that. Garner and I go way back. And at any rate, I'll be performing those songs. But mostly I'll be talking about General Ben McCulloch, for whom this county is named. And he had such an interesting life. Oh, varied and just everything he had to face and deal with and still made it through so much, which is kind of what tells us what Brady is like in the McCulloch County, is that tough people getting through it all.
So sort of like, I asked you for the short biography of General McCulloch.
Mm-hmm. It's basically a short biography of him.
Yeah, okay.
And he started out in Tennessee. And I don't want to give away the whole story.
No, don't.
But he was friends with Davy Crockett and Sam Houston. And there's a whole bunch of history in there.
all that crap. And, I recall, I spent some time one time worked for a business that had a business in Jackson, Tennessee, going to the Courthouse Square in Jackson, Tennessee. And there is the tree or the sign that says, on this spot in 18 whatever it was, Davy Crockett, having lost his race for a re-election to the Congress, told the people of Tennessee to go to hell, I'm going to Texas.
There you go. And
that
sure
was the
enough,
spot.
He did.
Yeah.
And in fact, Ben McCulloch was going with him, but there's a reason why he didn't get to the Alamo, and I'll share that this afternoon.
Very good. Well, you brought your banjo.
Yes.
And you have your banjo out.
Yes.
That means you're prepared to play it.
I'm prepared to
play
it all the time.
Why don't you play it? How about a sample?
All right.
Okay.
Well, some people may recognize this as the theme song for The Day Tripper.
Okay.
And it gets pretty loud.
Okay. So you're going to give us, that's just a sample of everything.
That's just a sample.
Of what we're going to
be doing, banjo and guitar and telling corny jokes, too. I don't want to run people off, but there will be corny jokes.
Corny jokes. It is, we're really looking forward to it, and it is a great experience. I really congratulate the folks at the library for putting this series together, and it all hangs together in many ways. The shark guy was kind of out of nowhere, but people are interested.
There's very few sharks in Brady, but I know.
That's right, but people are interested in sharks.
They are interested.
Almost an unreasonable interest by people in sharks. Yeah. And so it makes a lot of difference. So are you working on another book?
Yes, I am.
What's it?
I've got a sequel to the Scrooge and Cratchit book.
Okay.
And it's at the publishers now, so it'll be pretty ready come October. So I'll have a sequel to that book. I'll also be going in November doing research. I did research for all my books. I actually walked the battlefields with historians to make sure I got it right, Lynn. And so if I walk the battlefields, if there's something in the book that something's happening in a battle, it's probably pretty close to where it was.
Okay.
And learning all those little techniques and whatever about how they fought the wars in those days and how the people who were just plain civilians had to deal with this. So it's heartbreaking and heartwarming stories. They're award-winning, praised by best-selling authors. The third book in the series by a major reviewer called it a masterpiece.
Good.
So, of course, I'm saying, wow, thank you very much. I'll take that.
Yeah. So the process of writing, for you, you do research. You know, how long does it take you typically to do the research and get the book written?
I would guess typically on the average about a year. The first book took about 2 years, but that bled into helping the second book get written.
Right.
And then a third book. And so there's the process of doing the research and then the writing. And then you go back and you've got to double check yourself, you know, and then maybe triple check. And then so I'd speak with experts. I'd do a lot of research online and read lots of books. And so I tried to get the history part right. Now, of course, there's the story going on, which is fictional.
Right.
But there's a whole, like in the last book, there's like 50 real people that existed at the time, you know, soldiers, basic privates and captains and generals, as well as politicians, including right. Abraham Lincoln. So all these things are going on. It was a lot of fun, Lynn, and doing this. I enjoyed it.
And some, you know, writing can... You know, I'm always interested in sort of the process that people go through, like writers like yourself. You know, is the idea, you know, do you get up every morning at 7 o'clock and you write for an hour, or does it, you know, you got to have a process.
Well, the nice thing is everybody's different.
Right.
And so I typically will have my best ideas when I'm really tired and I want to go to bed.
Really?
But that's when I'll sit up and write. And other people, you know, they get up in the morning, they have a regimen, they get up and they start writing.
Yeah.
For me, it's kind of catch-as-catch-can because I'm quite often going somewhere, giving a talk, doing other things. And so the key is you do have to just stay with it.
Right.
I personally believe there's not really anything as a writer's block. If you just sit down and start writing, your brain will take over and fix everything for you. Not to worry. Just go ahead and start writing, even if it's terrible. Yeah. You can go back and fix it. You know, with all the editing programs we have nowadays, it's so easy.
Oh, that's right. That's true. It's just, and you're right, there's a process. Writer's block is you're trying to make it do something that it isn't going to come out naturally. It's not there in your... Yeah. In your head.
And so it's something that people have heard about, and so I can't think of anything to write. But if they just sit down, the words will come to them. Yeah. They just start tapping on it. They can type wrong words.
Yeah.
They can misspell words. Doesn't matter. All of a sudden, the story comes to you. It's the way our brain works.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned earlier that everybody has a story, too.
Everybody has a story. Everybody should write down their stories and leave it for their kids and grandkids.
That is true. That is true. You know, that is very true. And if you think about your own family, you know, you always look back and you say, you know, I wish I knew more about my grandparents or my parents.
Absolutely.
And what life was like for them.
Absolutely.
And it really is, you know, sort of sad when you think about it that way. But then you have to turn that around and say to yourself, well, wait a minute.
Exactly.
I need to do this.
Exactly.
Because, you know, same thing will apply to my children that mm-hmm. have the same comment.
Yeah. So it's a nice way to leave a legacy. It never goes away.
That's true.
You know, you you build some things, sometimes they'll deteriorate.
Yeah.
You write something, it's there forever.
That's true.
You know, that's a nice thing. Even if it's just stories of your life. My father was a writer. He was a school principal in Goldthwaite.
Yeah.
And my mother was a librarian. And so I know quite a bit about our family, but I still want to learn more.
Right. Yeah, it's a good point. Well, we're looking forward to it this afternoon, 2 o'clock at the McCullough County Library in the community room. It's a great location, and it's going to be good. And you're going to be there talking about your life as a writer and author and Brady native. Brady native, and also... you know, had the experience, I think, interesting, the G. Riley White.
You
know, used to clean out the stalls.
My dad, he'd have me working. And then, of course, his assistant, Edward Locklear, they were both working, raising these horses. And, in fact, they actually did train a horse that was in the Kentucky Derby.
Really?
Yes, it's a great story. I'll probably share that this afternoon
okay.
if people want to hear about the horse from Texas. About the only Texas Texas horse ever that ran in the Derby. You know, they're always from Kentucky or California or New York or something. But this Texas horse had quite a history, won a lot of important races.
Good.
So, yeah, it's a great story.
We're looking forward to it. You're going to be there. You're going to be talking about that, talking about the history, about your series of books, the Asunder Trilogies. How did you come to name it Asunder?
Asunder. Asunder, well, it's like if something breaks and just breaks apart. It breaks asunder, which is what happened to the country. And then the next book is Splinters. So it's already broken out. Splinters even more. And the third book is Reconciled. So there's a certain amount of reconciliation that occurs as the characters move through their various lives. And there's everything from Comanche raiders to tornadoes to quicksand to bears to wild dogs or rabid dogs, just a little of everything in the stories besides the battle. Plus, there's just enough romance and some intriguing elements there for everyone to enjoy.
And again, you go back to the point of view you were doing this from, is from the point of view of these are Texans involved in the Civil War, things happening west of the Mississippi, not necessarily all focused on Virginia. And
There's Texas horse wranglers. There's and they're bringing horses to the army. So you know, and then they get involved with the battles too. So it's a great experience for me, and I hope I can share that with the people this afternoon.
Looking forward to it. Kurt Locklear with us this morning.
All right.
We appreciate it a great deal. Appreciate your bringing along the banjo.
Sure.
And playing for us here this morning.
You bet.
And look forward to it this afternoon at the library.
All right. Thank you so much, Lynn.
Thank you very much. Kurt Locklear with us this morning here on the Morning Program.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.